Hello, my name is Wari. This is Xiao Qian.
Hi, I'm Xiao Qian.
She has lived in Washington State for about 3 years. And this is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
She was born and raised here in Washington State. We all are students here at TCC in Professor Beal's English 102 class. Today, we will be talking about the connection between salmon and beaver. Also, how salmon and beaver benefits the state and its ecosystem. First of all, Xiao Qian, since you are fairly new to the state, how do you feel about Washington State?
Oh, and the wonderful thing while I'm living here is that every day it is easy to get access to a nice view of some stunning natural attractions, such as mountain rainier and Puget Sound. I'm so impressed by its diverse ecosystem. Here is a home to a wide range of plant and animal species. I really love it.
What about you, Sarah? Since you were born and raised in Washington, how do you feel about the state?
Yeah, I also love Washington State. I feel like the weather is never too overwhelming, unlike other states, and the nature around us is so beautiful, especially the bodies of water here. My family and I grew up loving salmon, and I recently did a project about them. It turns out they are very important for our society.
Sarah, can you tell us in what way salmon benefits the Washington State?
Well, the three main ways that salmon benefit us that I learned about in my project were environmental, cultural, and economic factors. First, environmentally, salmon are keystone species, meaning there are a variety of different organisms that depend on salmon for survival. They also store nutrients such as omega-3 fatty acids, which are highly beneficial for consumption and especially for your heart. Next, salmon are involved in many cultures in the Pacific Northwest, especially for Native Americans who identify as the salmon people, because they value salmon as a gift in life. Also, since Native Americans occupied Washington State before Americans came, we negotiated several treaties with them, particularly the Medicine Creek Treaty, signed in 1854, which obligates Washington State to ensure salmon production is available for Native American tribes to fish, harvest, and celebrate salmon to their liking. I'd also like to mention how salmon are included in a third of adult diets, and fishing supports over 16,000 jobs. So for these reasons, we definitely need salmon to thrive in our community. However, on the downside, salmon are being harmed by climate change. During my project, I focused my research on how the warming temperatures are stressing our salmon. These temperature risings are being impacted by melting glaciers and rising sea levels, which disrupts salmon's life cycles and routine that can even lead to their death, since they are cold-blooded and need cold water to survive. This stresses the importance of saving the salmon before it's too late.
Xiao Qian, you recently did a project on how beavers benefited the salmon. Can you tell us the connection between the beaver and the salmon? How can they help salmon streams?
Sure. Beavers are fancy netting animals which are found throughout much of North America. Their dam-building activities create ponds and wetlands, which provide a crucial habitat for various aquatic species, including salmon. By building dams, beavers can increase water retention, which can provide a critical habitat for juvenile salmon, reduce downstream erosion, and improve water quality. Relocating beavers to suitable habitats where salmon populations have decreased can have a significant impact on salmon recovery efforts.
Wow, it is amazing how much beavers can do for salmon. Are there any ongoing projects that will help with relocating beavers?
Yes, the Massehall Beaver Project and the Tulalip Beaver Project are both great examples of beaver-based habitat restoration efforts in Washington. Massehall Beaver Project is one of the longest-running beaver-based habitat restoration projects in the state, which is located in the eastern part of the state. The project began in 2008. Since 2017, the Tulalip Beaver Project began to translocate beavers from other parts of the state to the upper Snohomish watershed, which is located in the western part of the state. Previously to 2017, beaver relocation was illegal in western Washington. You know, to relocate beavers is still complicated. They are social animals that need to be close to other beavers. Biologists try to relocate families of beavers together to areas with an abundance of suitable trees and streams with the right topography to produce wetland complex.
Do you ladies have any fun facts to add on to this podcast?
Yeah. Warren, do you know how to tell the difference between a female and a male beaver?
No, I do not. How can you tell the difference?
I just learned that they have different scents. Male beavers' scent is similar to motor oil, while females is more likely blue cheese.
Wow, that is cool. Fun fact. That is a wrap for today's podcast about salmon and beaver. Thank you to everyone who has joined us today for the podcast. As you all may know already, salmon and beaver not only play an important role in our society, but there are also values and cultures and the economy as well. If this podcast inspires our listeners out there, please seek ways to join or participate in groups today. I hope that after listening to this podcast, it will help you change your mind and choose to do the right thing for your future generations. I would encourage locals that reside in Washington to join the Metho Beaver and the Tulalip Beaver projects if you're looking for a start. Remember that our future generations are depending on us to make a difference today. Washington is a beautiful state, and we should try our best to find ways to keep it alive for many, many generations to see and enjoy like how we do.